Hey, this is Peter Radiszewski of Rad Info Inc. I'm here today talking agentic AI with Kita. Hi, how you doing today?
Good. How are you, Peter?
Good. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Ketan Shah. I have been in SMB tech space for more than a couple of decades. Started with my small company and then with yellowpages.com, where I did a couple of other marketing automation companies in SMB space. And we started agents.ai in about 6 years ago to solve my wife's dental office front desk problem. At that time, AI was not popular, but we thought that enterprise AI would come to small businesses, and front desk problem was real. So that's how we got started. And then it has evolved quite a bit. After ChatGPT, the whole AI space.
Looking at the UCaaS space that I've spent, what are we talking here now? 23 years in. It seems that agentic AI is now just another feature that they all have to have to play keep up with the Joneses, which hasn't adding more features hasn't exactly helped UCaaS with adoption. But this is the hype. And they're all jumping on the hype wagon. It's kind of funny because, like, when I look at like Weave, who sells into the same space, dental, small healthcare, they've never said that they were a UCaaS company or a CCaaS company. They were always a healthcare SaaS startup, and it's notifications, it's insurance verification, it's payments. They've always talked about outcomes, 22% less no-shows, and that goes right to the bottom line, right? You would know this better than me. And I've always watched how Weave, because they went public probably 4 years ago, so I've been able to see how they have evolved and how they go to market. And it's very, very different than how most other UCaaS providers go to market. And you asked me before this recording, who's doing AI well, and that I think the loudest two are probably Zoom and RingCentral. And because they're loud and they have a brand, that's why there's even more hype around those two. And when you look at like the rest of the 2,200 providers in North America who sell UCaaS, they don't have the brand, they don't have the hype, they don't have the noise, but they're feeling pressure to get into agentic AI. So what have you seen in the last, I don't know, we've been talking for probably 6 months. What have you seen when you talk to UCaaS providers about agentic AI?
So what I have seen is that everybody, as you said, that is feeling pressure that they need to offer this product. Most of them are partnering because it's easy to launch, or at least basically to mention on the website that they have it. While they figure out the GTM, the pricing, and all those things. They are basically having challenges in figuring out GTM, especially how to really match with their existing product. Because if they are selling as fries, then it has to basically match the price of the burger. So those operational challenges are probably more. I have seen that. Some of the UCaaS companies I talked to, they said, hey, they're basically customers are asking for it. So a year, we have been this for since last 6 years. So last 1.5 years, customers have been asking for it, which is a good thing. But making it operationally available in a scalable way has been a challenge.
And I would imagine also, so go to market's a problem because UCAV's go to market overall is a problem. But it's also AI requires data. Without data, you have just a generic bot. And that there's a gulf there for that. And most of the providers don't know how to fill in that gap of how do I make it more than a dumb bot? Because otherwise everybody's selling a dumb bot and then it becomes a price war and then all of a sudden you're selling these things for $17 and it doesn't even cover your token costs. So I think that's some of the problem. The other is it's kind of like a few year maybe a year and a half ago, the big push was UC plus CC. Companies went out and bought contact center software, married it all together. It's going to be one platform across the org. And then they didn't realize that rolling out contact center was a different animal than rolling out unified communications. You needed a project management team that understood contact center. There was, you know, I have one client that had 119 IVRs. 119, that's a lot. You know, how are you building all that out? Then they had to go build an IVR flow and then an IVR builder and all the stuff. And it's AI, I see is following that same pattern of, oh, it sounds good till it hits the road. Then you trip over your shoelaces because you had no idea what it was going to take to roll this out to small business for the most part, because enterprise is a different deal.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I tell people as well, that, hey, look, I mean, you know, creating a demo or launching a product is easy, but how does it adapt to the market? How does it adapt to the existing GTM? How does it adapt to your existing pricing strategy? That's where the platform's importance comes in play. So you really need to have an AI platform which allows you to have flexible pricing tiers, that allows you to basically customize at the workflow at the business level very easily. And it should take 20 minutes, not 20 days. It should allow you to customize processes at brand or industry level without any engineering work, because that's how it matches their GTM and your customers. And they can be it can be easier to launch. Without that, it is basically selling one AI agent at a time is going to be extremely difficult. And that is what is misunderstood. I can build an agent and sell. Okay, you can build an agent and sell, but how are you going to basically productize it? How are you going to basically launch it across your channels? If your lead sales guy comes and say, hey, look, I mean, you know, I have a franchisor in a specific industry with 100 locations. They want AI bot with some differentiation. Now, is it going to basically take 3 months for you to basically create a demo, or 1 or 3 weeks? How are you going to customize and launch it? That is where basically the differentiation in platforms would come. How can you empower your sales guys, and how can you empower your channel leaders? Are you there? Oh, sorry. I got some. I don't know what happened. Just 1 second. I could. It went away. Okay, I don't know. When I was talking to some of the UCaaS people, I said, hey, look, other people would go and say that here is our product, sell it to your customers. What we basically say is that UCaaS needs to go to their channel partner and ask them that, hey, what is your customer is asking for? Which industry they are in, what is their basically price point, and based on that, the platform should allow them to create pricing tiers which matches their customer base, industry, and GTM strategy. So if the platform allows you to basically start in reverse from the end customers and easily allows you to create the product package, which you can easily bundle or add on, then GTM becomes a lot more easier and frictionless.
Yeah, it's going to be, I've been shouting verticals since probably, I don't know, 2007. And in this one particular case, verticals is going to be how you win, because you're going to need experience with workflows and processes. And take dentists. Let's just play with dentists for a while, right? You know, they have practice management software that has to get integrated into this. EMR. I don't know if dentists use EMR, but every small doctor uses an EMR because they're always worried about HIPAA compliance. So they, you know, use a third party to worry about it. You're going to have a compliance issue with AI too, because there's data involved. And the data is going to be PHI, right? So how are you going to manage all of that, right?
So I think there are multiple levels of AI product. I think there is no doubt that there is a value. And let's basically start with very simple, low cost AI. One thing also I want to add on top of is that UCaaS basically are just thinking about voice AI right now. But in my wife's dental practice, we basically get about 30 to 40% inquiry on other channels. And covering other channels with AI along with voice, which really makes UCaaS a unified communication platform, because that channel has to be basically expanded. There is no doubt about that. Now let's talk with a very simple use case first, where somebody just basically bought a website or registered a URL and created a website. Now, a few people shop. He or she would need to engage customers 24/7.
Yep. Especially
Now,
today.
especially today. Now, the bot can be trained very well. It works very well for information, website info, based on the website, any documents they can upload. So it can be trained very well based on whatever information they have readily available, in document form or on a digital form or not hidden. What I'm trying to say is not hidden behind any system, which is a little harder to basically get out. Most of the SMBs have just one or two system of records where basically they have some of the information live, which bot cannot access, but with the right integration, it could access that as well. But let's forget about the integration for a second. Just talk about the basic out of the box. It can still answer the questions properly. It can still basically take the appointment request. If they are using generic appointment system, then it can even book an appointment. It can route the inquiries to the right people with the very efficient routing logic. And for the SMBs, they don't even need that strong routing logic. It can handle cancellation, updates of the appointment, and basic workflows. I'll give you a very, very simple example that for a dentist or doctors, bot can be trained to basically send out SMS message automatically after every procedure. They say, "Hey, just doctor wants to know how are you feeling." Very, very simple use case. But we have seen that the customer satisfaction increase due to such simple features is very, very high. So for and but now how much you can charge for it, for this kind of experience? That's another question, right? So for this basic thing, I mean, does your bot provide 100% ROI? So my thing is that, hey, look, depending on an industry, if your bot can get you one extra patient or one extra customer a month at minimum, and if it pays for it, it's a good value.
Yes.
Now, you cannot basically charge $15 a seat or like UCaaS is charging on, I mean, you know, the pricing can get complicated. So I guess, I mean, depending on the sophistication of AI bot, you have to charge your customer, and that sophist and layering that sophistication on top of the base product should be quite easy. So on a self-service platform, somebody signing up in 5 minutes, bot gets trained on their website, they can upload the documents, they can choose the workflow those are available, make some modification to workflow to adjust to them, their particular workflow, and just get the basic AI receptionist product out with the common workflow for that industry. I mean, that's a useful product. But now, depending on what your GTM is, whether you want to bundle, whether you want to upsell, whether it's going to be per seat or per location, all those basically things UCaaS companies have to figure it out. But I think there is a way. Another thing, as you mentioned earlier about is the tokens, right? I mean, you partnering with some companies and just basically, just start selling sometime at some point in time, because it's a three-way margin split, they are going to feel the margin pressure. So now, on one side, tokens are getting more expensive. On another side, people say that AI tokens would basically get subsidized too. If so, there are both sides of the stories where the AI prices are going. But ultimately, we know that SMB businesses are, they are not
Price
like
sensitive.
$5 a price sensitive. $5,000 a month, it's not. So providing a right value at the right price and still being able to manage the COGS and margin is important. And those are the things which basically takes time in developing the platform. Those are the things that you cannot develop and demo in 2 months or 3 months or even a year. It has to evolve organically.
Yeah, because I look at like net2phone, Nextiva, a couple others that are, the agent can be purchased separately. You don't have to have the UCaaS to get an agent. And I haven't seen a demo for Nextiva, but I have seen the demo for net2phone, and it does work surprisingly well. And when they launched it, they did all the PS work to make sure that the business got an output. And even when they launched, it was 99. Now it's more like, how many tokens do you think you're going to use? And recently, ChatGPT rolled out a consumer voice agent at like, think it was a tenth of a penny per minute or something, right? And I was laughing because it's like, all right, so at a tenth of a penny, and I get 7 robocalls a day that I have to pay for. So 7 cents every day I'm paying for garbage. That'll add up. And most small businesses don't like metered. We had metered back in the mid-2000s when you were buying buckets of LD. And remember cell phones, you would call at night after 7 o'clock because the minutes didn't count after 7. It only counted during the day. We got away from all that stuff quick. Tokens are going to be different. I don't think we're ever going to get away from tokens because the price to run AI is exceptionally high. But let's hit one last topic. So build versus buy. So in this industry, the big guys always buy. The vendors do all the innovation for Verizon and T-Mobile and Comcast. All the innovation comes from the vendor. None of it comes from the actual service provider. The service provider, especially if you look at Verizon, is just a sales and marketing organization. And it's been that way forever. AT&T and Lucent, they were the same company at one point, and all the innovation came from AT&T Labs and Lucent. You have other guys in this industry that everything has to be built, right? We have to do ourselves. We're not going to buy a soft switch. We'll use free free switch, and we'll build it all. All of that is all right with open source, especially at this point, because there's so many, the path has already been worn thin, so that you can talk to people and figure out where the pitfalls are. I think trying to build the AI yourself now, it can be a little hard because the talent just isn't there. It's not the same as building literally everything else. You think I'm right or wrong? I mean, you've been building it for 6 years, so you'd have a better view of what it takes to build that platform than I would.
So my take is that, look, software development or building any SaaS platform or AI product is getting easier and easier because it requires less of very deep technical knowledge. But I would add to that is that building a product, standalone product or side project or side product is easy to build. You can demo it well. But to your earlier point, are you basically gonna build a platform that basically sells that product, which is customizable, which is flexible, which works for your GTM, which can adapt to basically different changes? That is a different ballgame, right? I mean, you know, I give this example that we were building a car and ChatGPT happened and we had to change the engine. But still, for a safe car, you need good wheels, you need good body, you need good suspension. You know, there are a lot of other things which are basically involved. AI is just a tip engine which does a lot of things and it helps you build a little faster. But some of the things, it's not about just the speed, it's just the organic growth. And when you think from that perspective, I think it still would be two types of UCaaS companies. Some would basically would like to own everything and integrate with their all the offerings and have greater control over experience. They would basically build it or buy a company to for the very tight integration and experience. And some UCaaS companies basically, I mean, you know, they may not need to. They can basically partner with existing providers. And but it would happen only basically the price point and the margins and everything else that we talked about would work out. And if it basically a direct match with their customer base. And also, it would also be driven by how deep a particular UCaaS in certain industry or certain partners. So some of the customer base would require deeper integration. So when you are talking with when you're working with the partners, there are always going to be margin pressures. There are always going to be compromises on experience and integration because they won't be able to handle all your needs. Now there would be some compromise on GTM as well because it may work, it may not work with their existing GTM and pricing. And there are some small UCaaS company which basically are you know quite flexible and they have broader customer base where a generic product could work for them.
Yeah, because I think of the guys with BroadSoft, you know, they're getting all their agentic from Cisco. That's all third party. Those margins are a little, they're handed to you. You don't know if they're going to work or not right now. But on the build side, I think back to 2003 and how many people built their own switch and then it wouldn't scale. I remember there was a company out of Alabama that 2,000 seats was the most that it could handle. And nobody found that out until the first customer hit 2001, right? And then it was a scramble. And I know everybody in this industry loves to build because they think they have technical chops like you wouldn't believe. But it's harder than they think.
Yes.
And I one other thing. So like we were talking before about Zoom. And when Zoom launched, it was a clean UX design, right? A lot like your portal. I love your portal because it's so stupid easy. And actually, RingCentral's original portal back in about 2007 was also that clean and easy. It was, there's a guy here, Justin Davis, who's a UX specialist that works for Sourcecode. And he gave an Ignite talk one time about airports the best UX is for airports where anybody that doesn't speak the language can still figure out how to get the baggage and how to get to the bathroom and how to get a drink, right? It's the same with a portal and user design around this stuff. And I look at Zoom stuff now, and it is the most complicated user interface I've ever seen. They just keep adding stuff, and you can't even shut stuff off. So it's like that complicates it and overwhelms the user to the point where they don't bother. I know nobody believes that, but that is actually, it's kind of like, think about Office, Microsoft Office, right? The power users understand all of it, but 90% of the people use like three features, right? So you could build it, but you're going to have to really think about UX. And most people hardly ever think about user design.
Yeah, I see, yeah, coding has become easier. Designing right product that works for your GTM and pricing is AI is not going to help you there. So right, I mean, so whole thing is that coding is easier. You can develop something, but certain things are basically should be designed in a way so that it's easier for business to customize and for you to sell and as per your customer base. So yeah, I totally agree that there are coding challenges would be less, but product building a right product challenges are still there, and that you cannot do it in couple months or couple of weeks. As a demo, it's okay. Also to your UX points, I mean, it's for us. When we started this, our design goal was it should be as simple as buying a product on Amazon. So right now, you can sign up. You select your industry. It scans your website, gets trained, and Wizard basically walks you through all the process in 5 minutes. And to your point, most of the people's one, it's like phone call, phone system, right? Once you basically set it up, how many times you really change it? It's once this is set up, it is set up. So with the AI receptionist or AI agents, it would be like that in most part, but with some changes that once you basically set it up, only thing that the system should do is basically give them the right way to alert when a customer is not satisfied, and very easy way to improve or train it. So for example, when you sign up, you start with immediate content coverage, which most of the companies don't do. So right now, problem is that you sign up with an AI agent and you have no idea that how it's going to basically answer certain questions. So what we do is once you sign up, it kind of looks at your all the content, find out what are the common questions that people may ask, and give you a content coverage map that, hey, here is you are strong, here is you are not strong. And if you want to modify certain things, you can modify right there in 5 minutes and not worry about it. So that kind of gives you certain confidence. And then beyond that, whenever basically AI fails, there should be a very easy way to alert a business that, hey, this was basically not right, and these are the 5 ways for you to basically improve it. And then it may basically get that cycle going. And then once again, it's going to get into the same phone related maintenance that once you set it up, people are not going to basically change it unless there is a real problem. So you have to get to that mindset of product design and platform design to your earlier question about build versus buy, where a lot of little things which they will have to think about to make it robust and scalable.
It'll be interesting to see. We're at the early stages here.
Yeah, but the value is no doubt. The value is absolutely there. I mean, I own small businesses. I eat my own dog food. There is no doubt there is a value. But what is the pricing? If you basically sell at $99 and if you split the margin 3 ways, what is that basically you're going to make? So those are the business questions that you have to figure out. And you can solve those problems better if there is a low cost, if there is a low customization cost, if there is a low setup cost, if there is low onboarding cost, and if there is no maintenance or customer service cost. If those costs are low, then you have more flexibility as partner.
Gotcha. So tell people where they can find you.
Agents.ai, yeah, just look at that. Agents.ai, AGENTZ.ai.
All righty. Thanks very much.
Thanks, man.